and welcome to What's Dis Podcast. I am your host, Jillian, the Disney travel agent. Don't want to forget the Disney. And with me is...
Matt. Once again, just Matt.
Just Matt. Today we're going to talk about some Magic Kingdom parades, which we have seen none of because they were all there before I was born and before you were born.
Not true.
One was not before you were born, I think.
But, the electrical parade?
Well, it still exists. I mean, we're watching old, old videos. So bear with us if they're not so exciting.
Yeah.
They look a little dank, to be quite honest, but I'm excited to see them. But first off, we're just going to talk about real quick. We went to see a movie this week.
Was it a movie?
It was in the theaters.
It was Broadway.
It was Broadway. We
Broadway
went to see...
in the movies?
Broadway.
Broadway at the theater? I don't know.
It was... I don't think it was called that.
Well, it wasn't actually a movie.
We went to see Newsies Broadway show in the theaters, and it was fun. I loved it.
Much better movie than I thought it was going to be.
We haven't seen the movie.
Much better show than I thought it was going to be.
Why? Why did you think it was going to be bad?
I didn't think it was going to be bad, but I just thought it would be boring because I'm not really into musicals.
Did you like the music?
It was, yeah, the music was very good.
I love the music. I've listened to the soundtrack like 3 times since then, and we just went a couple days ago.
I've only listened to it once.
I'm really into dancing, though. Like, I danced for 15 years, so that's why I was, like, super excited to see it. They did, like, a huge tap dance number, too. That was really exciting.
Yeah, the dancing
wasn't really... It was really good.
It wasn't for me.
It was amazing. Like, these guys, like, were all professional, clearly ballet dancers, like, doing leaps and, like... I don't know, they were just amazing, and they sang really well. That main guy, Jack, was awesome. He was really
good
singer.
The main actress was the best.
She was a good singer. I don't know if I love her character, but...
That's not her fault.
Well...
Well, maybe it was.
It could be, but yeah, she was really good. What else about it? There was only a 3-night show. It was like a Thursday, Saturday. I think it's playing again actually this Wednesday, if anybody... I don't think we're going to get this out in time.
Probably
but,
not. I would see it again.
Yeah, I would too. I would definitely go to Broadway and see it if it ever came back, or if it went to Boston or something, I'd go see it. I don't see a whole lot of Broadway shows, but I'm kind of into it now.
I've never seen a single Broadway show.
Well, I've never seen anything on Broadway. We just went to New York for our first time a couple months ago. Not even. But I don't know. I'd be really excited to see that. So anyways, that was Newsies. That was exciting.
That's it? Well, I mean, do you want to review it?
What? Yeah, what did you like about it?
I liked the overall theme of rebellion.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that it was historical. It actually happened, not all based on true events.
None of the names were real. Maybe the...
I didn't look that
maybe
up.
Maybe Pulitzer, but... Well, they had some trivia before the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And they
gave you the guy's real name, Jack Kelly's real name.
Jack Kelly.
It was like Kid something, Kid Peanut Butter or something.
Kid Peanut Butter?
I think that actually was his
name.
It was like Kid Skip or something, Kid Skippy.
Kid Skippy Peanut Butter. I think that was his name.
Something goofy.
And the guy actually did like an acoustic version of Santa Fe. I thought that was really good.
Was that really Jack?
No, that was an actor. Oh, you mean, yeah, it was...
Who did the acoustic version?
Yes. Yeah. And he was playing guitar.
It
was very nice.
Didn't look like him.
No, he was like... All the guys in the show were jacked. And they were supposed to be like 16, 14. There's like a 10-year-old. He was kind of funny.
I think dancers are jacked in general, though.
Yeah, he was just like... super like worked out a lot, I guess. They all kind of were, and then like some of them looked kind of older, but it was pretty good.
None of them looked like they were kids.
Yeah, I like the humor in it too. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Yeah, the accents were very overstated, which was nice.
Yeah, that's always funny. Pulitzer was pretty good.
Yeah, Pulitzer was
like
great. Actually,
he was pretty funny.
He was easy to dislike.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good. And Weasel.
I didn't like Teddy Roosevelt.
I like Teddy, and I like the lady who wanted to sleep with Teddy all the time.
I felt like that part was forced, Teddy.
Her song was really good, too. That's Rich. That was a good one.
Irrelevant, though. It didn't have anything to do with the story.
I suggest everybody, I mean, I don't know how if you can see it, if it comes back or whatever, but even if you just listen to the soundtrack, I think it's so catchy. I've been listening to it nonstop just because, like, I just keep getting it stuck in my head. That's it, pretty much, for that.
It's worth a see. If you can see it, go see it.
Anywhere.
Especially this version.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, not really anywhere. Good. Try to see this version.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, I don't know if those kind of things come out like on DVD or anything. I would love that. I would buy that. What else?
What else?
So I guess we'll get our plugs out of the way now. We have your plugs. We have no new shirts yet. We're going to put a Carousel of Progress one up soon.
Yep.
But we go, what's the website to go to?
whatsdispodcast.com/shirts.
Nice.
I can do that. It's fine.
Oh, I can hear it, so.
You can hear it, but the microphone can't.
Yeah, and you can also go to whatsdispodcast.com and get a quote.
Yeah, at the very top of the page.
Get a free quote. Just fill out the form. It'll email right to me. But if you want to email me directly, I'm Jillian@aywvacations.com. I didn't mention this last time, but we actually have a meetup with our friends at Mouse Rants. I'm actually running a, it's Mouse Rants Podcast. I'm helping them run a meetup in Disney World in October. We'll be there September 29th, 30th, and October 1st for Epcot's 35th anniversary. And we have a lot of shit planned. We have a lot of fun stuff. So if anybody wants to get in on that, you just email me and I'll get you a quote. Or if you're just finding your own way there, I can set you up with like garb and whatever else we're giving away and get you in on all the reservations. Yeah, we're giving away little packets. I don't know if I'm going to mail them out. Probably just give them to them that day, the meetup day. But yeah. But we're still waiting on our Polynesian reservation for that, too. That's not
so
very...
maybe we're not going.
Yeah, we're going. It should be this Sunday that we hear back, hopefully. It's
now,
7 months.
Now, you said it's the 35th anniversary of Epcot?
Yep.
I feel like every time we're down there, it's some type of anniversary.
Well, we usually go in October, which is October 1st for Magic Kingdom and Epcot. So that's why we always hit it on there.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so hopefully they have like a lot of stuff going on.
Anniversaries don't change, so.
But we have like Last Man Standing for Epcot, where we'll do like every single booth in Food and Wine Festival. We have
you'll be getting
scavenger
drunk.
Cunt at Hollywood Studios.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, to you.
Oh, cunt?
Yep.
Cunt.
Yeah, all right.
Cunt.
It's fine to say. It doesn't need to be gratuitous.
Scavenger cunt in Hollywood Studios will be finding thingies, like weird shit. Like really weird shit. And we just got some reservations that we're going to take and go with it. Magic Kingdom, we have some shit planned. It's not a whole lot, but it'll be fun. And then a Lapu-Lapu crawl around the monorail.
Which is? What is Lapu-Lapu?
Lapu-Lapu is the pineapple drink at Tambu Lounge in Polynesian. It comes in a pineapple. It's delicious.
And can you get it at every spot on the monorail?
Nope.
Then why is it the Lapu-Lapu crawl?
Because we'll probably start with one and maybe end with one. Because we'll all be staying at Polynesian. Well, not all of us, but our high-class friends will be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we might not be, so.
We will. We'll get there. We'll sleep at someone's house if we have to. Someone's villa.
That'll be delightful.
Or just sleep on the beach.
I
nice.
Would do that. I'd sleep on a beach. But the alligators.
But we got Trader Sam's there. We got...
Don't get the food at Trader Sam's.
No. Never eat at Trader Sam's. Just get all the drinks. Like every single one of them except for the Pearl one. I didn't like that.
Get the good wait staff too. Very hit or miss there
skipper
with the wait
Danny,
staff.
What a fuck. Why was he even a skipper? We weren't at Skipper Canteen. What the fuck was that? Like...
Yeah, we were outside.
Shouldn't he be cousin or something? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
It's so confusing over there.
That reminded me of Rocket Power.
What?
Rocket League? No, Rocket
Power.
On Nickelodeon.
What about
They called everyone cousin.
Oh, yeah, cousin, because they were in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Polynesian. Everyone's cousin. That's what they are at Ohana. We're going to do Ohana for a meetup. We're going to have, like, the long table with, like, a shit ton of people. I'm just going to get appetizers the whole time. I don't want and bread pudding.
Food
I don't want any
sucks
meat.
There.
I mean, unless it got better, but I really highly doubt it. What else? Oh, and then we have, like, we're trying to get up to the top of the World Lounge up. Top of Contemporary to watch Hollow Wishes if possible.
Yep, and the Hangover Brunch.
Yes, Hangover Brunch with Alice the Cunt.
Jesus.
She is. I don't know what to say. All right. So that wraps that up. If you want to join us, you know where to get to us. You just email me and we'll go from there. But, you know, follow our friends at Mouse Rants. They have a really good podcast. And, yeah, you can join.
Yeah, if you do want to make it for the Mouse Rants thing, when you click on the link... There's something that says... Oh, I should have had this prepared. Any additional information?
Yeah, just write.
Just write that it's for the Mouse Rants.
Rumspringer.
The Rumspringer meetup.
That's what it's called, yep. Yeah, we got some cool shirts going down, too, so those should be available soon once we figure...
Yeah, once I make them.
Once we finalize all the plans and everything. So Disney keeps putting out, like, day-by-day schedules. I've been checking it every day. I think they're out to August 28th or 29th today. But, like, every day they just add one more day to the schedule. They don't put out a whole month at a time. So we still can't plan, even though we don't have a hotel, we can't plan our days or anything. It's crazy.
Like our fast passes?
Well... I mean, we can't plan those anyways, but I want to plan what park we're going to what day and stuff with the extra magic hours and stuff like that. It's just crazy how they don't put it out, like, way earlier.
Yeah, you know? You'd think they'd have this. I mean, they'd know. They have it all planned.
Well, clearly they know if they're putting out a but day by day. Like, it, someone really just gets up in the morning and is like, oh, time to put August 30th out today. Like, why? Why not just put it out for the whole month?
I guess it's in case something has to change last minute.
They do change them anyways. Like, yeah, they have Magic Kingdom closing at, like, 9 every night. I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Why?
Because they're just putting out a fake schedule until they have everything complete, yeah. I guess. All right, so that's a...
So that's what we're doing in October.
Yep. So that'll be us.
September, October.
Yeah, September. Mostly. I did. September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. Yep. So that's that. Any other business? You want to plug your new show or?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about my new show. My friends and I, we do a beer podcast. We are called The Brewsaders. At some point, you'll be able to find us on iTunes. We're not there yet. We used to do a different podcast, so we're in the transition phase. We just drink beer and talk shit about things.
I like talk shit about things.
Yeah, me too. That's why we do it on the podcast. And I mean, a lot of people like to listen to it.
They drink a lot of beer too.
Yeah.
Like there's a shit ton of beer up here.
A shit ton of beer. There's whiskey too.
Yeah, no one drinks whiskey.
But I know, that's why it's full.
Yeah.
But you can find us at brewsaderspodcast.com.
Nice.
Yes. Very sweet. Nice.
All right. So I guess we're going to move on to our old school Magic Kingdom parades.
You guess.
Yep.
There's no guessing here. That's what we're doing.
So we're starting in good old 1975.
Now, are we starting as far back as we can and then working our way to as close to the present?
I tried finding something. So it says the character parade October 1st to December 9th, 1971. So there's hardly any video from that time as there is. I don't even know if you can get audio from then.
What do you mean? There's video from the Civil War.
There's only 2 months of this parade, and I highly doubt anyone videotaped it when they went to Disney World for the very first time.
You should be fucking watching it and not fucking videotaping.
Right. Well, I mean, it just opened.
Good for you folks from the 70s.
Yeah. Good. It was only October to December 71, so I couldn't find that. So I guess the first one we're watching is Cavalcade of Characters from 1975. And
I have Kingdom America on Parade.
Magic Kingdom America on Parade. Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
Hold on. Cavalcade of Characters might have been the one that wasn't working.
No, you didn't send me a link for that one.
Oh, wait. I think it was the second one.
This one?
Yeah, was it? Yeah, it started in 74, but it went again 77 to 78. So we could just do that one first.
I guess we're not doing.
No, we are doing America on Parade.
I'm trying to set it up the way I like it.
America on Parade was only there for like a year.
All right, so?
So we'll start with Cavalcade of Characters. I assume this is it.
And I've never seen this before.
I haven't seen any of these. It's old school.
All right, here it comes.
Let me make it a little louder. Because everybody needs to hear that. Oh, look.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. So there's like little mouse ears that are like coming down like in a little vehicle. That was really cute. It's a little weird with the music.
What is?
The music they have. Oh, Br'er Fox. Friar Tuck.
Wait, we've seen the Br'er Fox, haven't we?
Yeah, we met him outside Animal Kingdom.
That was weird.
It was such. Oh, was
that was Sherlock.
Prince John.
Yeah, sure, Sherlock Holmes.
It's from Robin Hood. I like these little like Mickey Mouse like toys that are coming down. Those are so cute. Oh my God, the three little pigs look so chubby and small.
Looks like they have children in there.
Oh, they're really tiny. Maybe their heads are in the hats, I guess. But still, They look really creepy. Why? Because. Oh, this is really cute. How long is this?
It's only a few minutes. We're already halfway done.
There's a lot of those Mickey Mouse hats. It's like all it is.
It's literally just...
Oh, that lady looks like Foxy Brown from Spaceship Earth.
Right here?
Yeah, there she is. And there's the white
These
rabbit.
People had style. People don't have fucking style anymore. These people knew how to dress.
I wish they just wore those all the time now. Like, I would wear that right now.
Yeah, me too.
I need to get something like that made.
Not this guy.
Pinocchio.
Ah, Pinocchio.
Oh, their hair is so cute. Little 70s haircuts.
Looks like the Wonder Years.
Hi, hi. Mm-hmm. I feel like people wear those clothes still. With the sweater vest.
Yeah.
And the peach pants.
What's the skunk?
Oh, this flower. From Bambi.
Oh, I've never seen Bambi.
What? We need to watch more Disney movies.
I suppose we do. Hey, it's him.
Mickey Mouse.
It's the mouse himself. That's a pretty good looking mouse. I was expecting it to be more terrifying.
Yeah, I think they figured it out a couple years. Although he doesn't have a neck.
That's all right.
He definitely doesn't have a neck.
His face isn't scary.
Yeah, no.
So
that
was
really cute.
This must have just been
the
end of
that
parade.
Short, yeah. And then
but I imagine it was mostly the same stuff, just a bunch of characters that kind of look scary.
That was cute.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a problem with that one. All right, this one is America on Parade, 1975.
Can I just say I like the quality of the camera?
Yeah, it was pretty good for 70s. I mean, my dad didn't even do that good on Spectrumagic,
I like
which
the
is
graininess.
Coming up a little later. Not today.
What the hell is this?
Boo.
Oh, this is a long one. I hope you have some time to spend.
What was it, 15 minutes?
I don't even know. 12.
America on Parade.
America I love America, and I love parades.
That works out on both ends. That's what she said.
The audio sucks on this one.
It said 1976 to... Oh, 1776?
The bicentennial, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. No, this isn't the bicentennial.
That's what it said.
Oh. There's some weird-ass creepy children on that float. I don't even know what that is.
But they're not actual children there.
It's cool how the lights on Main Street look exactly
what
the same.
What is that?
There's like an old man driving a tugboat. It's like all characters like
but
that aren't Disney characters.
It's like they took the person inside and gave him a character head.
That is so creepy. It looks like the World Showcase characters that you put on the shirt. Like the same heads.
Oh, yeah.
It's so creepy. Holy crap, there's a ton of them.
It's kind of like
how did it get worse? Oh, my God. They're so creepy. I don't like this. Oh, there's a boat with, like,
it's kind of like the,
fan.
The It's a Small World kids all grown up.
Yeah, huge. Like, tall, too.
Older, too.
Oh, there's some fake
that's
horses on
a
carriage.
It's definitely the It's a Small World kids. That's definitely what this is.
It just keeps changing. There's a mare. There's a guy.
Nice. I mean,
their heads are huge. They look okay. They look like the what are those things that Hummels? No, the Hummels that my nanny used to like collect.
Yeah.
Those faces.
They do.
Like porcelain faces. Oh my God, they're
this
so creepy.
This is terrifying. We'll have the links up so you can see how terrifying it is.
You guys need to see this. This is. Are those football players? Holy shit! Their heads are so tall. That guy was like 9 feet tall.
It's regular sized bodies with ginormous heads.
I think they're looking out the neck, maybe. And they're not. Their heads are not in those heads. The cheerleader's even scary.
That bitch. I thought she was throwing it.
She's like punching. Oh, Casey's not even there. Oh, a huge sandwich.
Is that what that is?
I think so.
I think you're right.
That was delicious. It's like a... Oh, there's celery on top.
Oh, what a gross sandwich.
What the fuck? That was like the tallest sandwich. Oh, the Seven Dwarfs.
Wait a second. This is 12 minutes long and he just keeps cutting and cutting and cutting. How
good.
How long
I don't
is
need
this
to watch the
parade?
I don't need to. I know.
This parade was probably like an hour long.
Once you see the float, it can just go past. Like, it doesn't need to take its time.
I hate when the parades, they block everything.
Oh, this is Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore and like little TV. That's really cute.
Now that Eeyore.
Winnie the Pooh is
looking.
So scary. He's mostly head. That's what she said. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, Tim, you can't just... That's what she said to everything you say.
Yes, I can. I can do whatever I want. That Dumbo is so scary.
That's Dumbo?
Oh, my God. He looks like he's going to fall.
I don't think I've seen Dumbo either.
Whew. How do you go on Dumbo and you don't know what Dumbo is?
That's like saying, how do you go to Disney when you haven't seen every single Disney movie?
Not every single one, but the basics.
Is Dumbo a basic?
Yes.
I don't consider any of those ones.
Everybody.
The old ones suck to watch. Snow White sucks.
Dumbo doesn't suck. He gets drunk.
Who gets drunk?
Dumbo.
It would take a lot of alcohol to get an elephant drunk.
That Statue of Liberty doesn't look like the Statue of Liberty at all. She's silver with blonde hair.
Isn't that what the Statue of Liberty is?
Yes, exactly. Oh, and Uncle Sam at the back. They're so tall. I think those ones are on stilts or something. But why? He's on a freaking float. What's the difference?
Like, I know I've joked about how...
Bambi.
What is this?
Oh my god! Flower's just turning his head, like, eerily back and forth. Like, oh, and Thumper's jumping over the log. What the hell is this? This doesn't look like a parade.
This isn't part of the parade.
I don't know what this is. Where are we? Oh, fireworks.
I think we're just going through someone's personal...
That's fine.
...home videos. But I've joked about how, like, when the eyes blink, they're kind of scary. When they don't blink, they're even more scary.
Yeah, although the Ewoks didn't need to blink, I don't think. I would have been better off with them just being puppets.
The Ewoks?
Yeah, he changed it in the, like, digitally remastered one.
Are you talking Star Wars, the movie?
Yeah.
They were never just puppets. They were always...
No, they were puppets. They were, like... Well, yeah, I mean, they had costumes, but they were, like, puppet faces.
I can't stand this kid.
Yeah, fuck this kid. The castle looks really good with all the lights on it. There's trees in front of it, too. Oh, you don't remember that, but I have a picture of my family in front of the castle, but there's, like, trees everywhere.
I skipped ahead.
There we go, America.
That's a scary-looking Mickey. That's not even the same Mickey we just saw.
This kid can just narrate for us, I guess.
Yeah, kid, thanks for joining.
Mickey, Goofy, and Donald, like, in Patriot garb, I guess. Patriot costumes.
Well, he's probably hot and tired.
Ooh. Is that an eagle in the back? That's cool.
Fucking
very patriotic.
Creepy ass.
Oh, God, those people just ran right in front of the freaking float. People did not care back then. I was just playing a bucket.
With spoons. He's using spoons. Oh, he dropped one of them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what an amateur. Goofy, you
suck. What a mess.
Suck. And Mickey's so talented, he can hold a flag.
It's
that's
so
it.
Weird. They're, like, marching on a float, so they're not moving.
Do you think they're strapped in like they used to be?
Doesn't look like it. Usually you can see it.
Oh, that's terrifying.
He must be holding on to the flag, and that's what's holding him.
Yeah, but no one else is holding on to anything.
They're more creepy with the big faces. Oh my god, what are they? It looks
like
they're
like
little
Galileo.
Children, but like old. Like he has a mustache, but he looks like a child.
Old?
It's like seconds away. Look at the pilgrims. Oh my god, these things are so creepy.
How do you know that's Pocahontas? This is 100 years before Pocahontas even came out.
I said Sacagawea. I think that was more. Oh, that guy has a gun.
He looks like he's going to
shoot
you.
He has a turkey
gun. He's looking very concerned at the camera.
So
I'm going to shoot you. You better stop filming me.
Oh my god. This is so weird.
This slut over here keeps lifting her skirt up.
The fireplace on a fucking float. Who cares? Oh, that guy.
Nice ponytail, pal. Oh, Ben Franklin flying a kite.
Oh my god, that's the most womanly Ben Franklin I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, there's old Ben Franklin.
Looks like a woman.
Oh, I hate this woman.
He looks like Ellen DeGeneres. Oh.
Yeah,
who
he does.
Who thought this was a good idea?
Lady, shut up, you're on YouTube.
They're just marching with the Liberty Bell.
Doesn't look like it has a crack in it. Well, that cannon better fire.
The black dude in the back. Oh, it did. That's cute. Oh. Now it's like Oregon Trail.
Oh, that's,
Davy Crockett?
Davy Crockett.
like the music. Imagine if they just brought this back, like someone was just asking for this parade.
They didn't update it at all.
Yeah, they just had it all in the friggin' like utilidors, all these shitty masks. And they're just like, oh hey, American on Parade's coming back. They're like, oh yay, and they're like, oh shit, I forgot how scary this was.
Here comes the Mississippi Riverboat.
How do you know?
How the fuck do you know that?
New Orleans?
No, they're not. This is America.
You can go to New Orleans in America.
No, we're not in the parade. They don't look like they're ready to go to New Orleans.
Don't. They look like they're going to
Victorian England.
Georgia. These folks own slaves. That's what
this
looks
like. Oh my
god,
some of them have like white makeup on and clown makeup. That's so creepy. If you want to give your kids nightmares, just show them this. He looks so funny. Here comes the old prospector, eh?
Himself. How the fuck do you know it's him himself?
That's him, all right. Oh, there's a lady showing her leg. Horseshoe review. What is this lady here every fucking day? What the hell? How's she know all this shit?
She's legit.
Oh, there's a hula hooper. She's
the original Disney podcaster.
She can't put over her goddamn head. Who's that guy? Candy? He's like, hello, children.
Who's that? Who's that, bitch? Who is it?
Look at my lollipop. Come and get it. This is a long fucking parade. There's a lot of like big-headed people.
Coming? Is that Mrs. Claus? What the fuck?
She is bosomy. Damn, like most of her body is boob.
Nice.
And another football player. Who the hell cares?
That's OJ.
What the hell's that, a donut?
Oh,
it's a hot dog.
That's popcorn. That's a hot dog.
Mmm. I like the food floats. I'm all in for that. What's that? Oh, that's popcorn coming out the top.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Now, if it wasn't followed by these creepy guys with the lollipops, I'd be all set.
What was that laugh?
Oh my god, they're so creepy. In my soup. That was a teapot. This is going amok. Oh, my sandwich again.
Alright, so we've gone through it.
Alright, I like the sandwich. The sandwich. With eggs and celery and
a
golf ball on
sandwich.
Top. And mustard!
Mustard?
Oh, look at the little mustard. Okay. And she's dusting
clean
a
and
phone.
That's good. At least you know your place, woman.
Oh, there's a guy in the phone part, too. That's cute.
Alexander Graham Bell.
That's nice. Oh, bye.
Bitch, shouldn't be driving.
No, she shouldn't. And
she should have a boat, too.
Alright, that was interesting.
Mickey's America on Parade.
I didn't love that.
You didn't?
I like the sandwich.
I thought it was terrifying. A sandwich is nice.
Alright, we are on Happy Birthday, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey's 50th birthday parade. Damn it, Mickey Mouse, you're an old bastard.
1978, here we go. I think this is dubbed with audio, but that's fine. Oh, Donald just staring. Oh, it's a birthday card and gifts. Oh, that's so cute. Yay. Oh, I like this song.
Eeyore.
And Tigger. And the walrus. There's so many characters they don't bring out.
It's
oh, God.
The
Mickey's standing up there with like nothing on him. He's not strapped in.
Those dwarfs look better than the dwarfs they have now.
They look actually like the ones from the movie.
Yeah. Alright, so now we got Shmi and Captain Hook and Peter Pan.
And a cupcake.
And they're sitting down because if they don't sit down, they'll fucking fall off.
They'll die. Oh, that's it. There's people following them. There's the guy from Robin Hood again.
Wait, didn't we just see this?
Are we just friggin'. Are they just replaying it over?
Just on a loop?
Oh, God. I mean, I like the music, but I. Oh, yep, it's exactly the same.
Donald Duck would never say happy birthday to Mickey Mouse. He'd be like, Mickey Mouse, go fuck yourself.
Mickey should have been last. I guess no one really got video
okay,
on
okay, so it is just looping over again.
Yay, Mickey!
Oh, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Oh, now it's going faster.
Happy birthday, Mickey. And they have balloons. It's so cute.
All right, enough of that. I can't watch the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
What's this Tencennial parade? What is this?
Tencennial.
That's a made-up word.
Well... It was...
I mean, obviously it was a parade.
81 and 82.
Yeah, but what was it?
I'm assuming the 10-year anniversary.
Of what?
Magic Kingdom.
Oh, okay. I feel like, I don't know, Magic Kingdom's older than that to me.
It is now.
Obviously.
The first decade. This there's one. A shit ton of horn players.
I bet this music is dubbed over too. First.
That was the opening day.
This is opening day?
Yeah, just said October 1st, 1971.
That's not what I'm here for. That castle's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
For opening day.
Looks like there's like a bridge in front of it.
It looks better then than it does now.
Yeah, except there's a lot of trees. Holy shit, that's a ton of balloons.
Fucking number one polluter in the entire world.
No. What the hell is this? Why is it showing October 25th?
I came here for a parade. Show me a goddamn parade.
December 71. Why? Why are we showing random months?
Flight
to the moon. I have to write that one down. We gotta do that. Oh, if you had wings. I want to do that soon.
I don't know what that is.
It's a ride where Buzz Lightyear is now.
I'm skipping ahead. I'm trying to get
ooh,
to the...
Ooh, Space Mountain. Ooh, I like this song. Here we go.
Fucking 2 minutes in. 2.5 minutes in.
Yeah. Mickey and Minnie are dancing. Oh, look at those booty shorts.
I couldn't take my eyes off of them.
Oh, that's cute. There's a little castle behind them. That's nice. Those... Minnie looks really angry.
Look at her. She can't stop dancing. Of course she's angry. She's dancing very aggressively, too.
I'm surprised they don't fall over. That would be awesome if they did fall off. They're always walking like Hitler.
They're all walking like Hitler.
What the fuck? Why do they have to walk like that?
It's called marching, and that's how people march.
They don't have to.
Could you imagine being on one of these folks where you literally just sit on a carousel horse that doesn't do anything?
None of them are waving. At least moving or something.
Not one of them is waving to the people. They're just sitting there.
Mm. There's a shit ton of them, too. And then there's a band. Here comes the band. Main Street looks so much bigger.
Because there's nothing there.
Must have been nice. I want to see someone trip into the trolley thing. Oh, damn, he almost did. This is why people cut, because the parades take too long, especially with horses.
Is the horse taking your shit right now? Oh, not this song.
Ding, ding, ding with the bell. All right, trolley, let's go. They do this show still. Those horses aren't moving.
They look like they want to.
Yeah. They're like, do I move? Are they dancing?
They are.
Aww. They look like they're dancing.
Ooh, the horses?
Yeah. Oh, the guy on the side is so flamboyant. Oh my god. He's like wearing purple and dancing with his baton.
I think he's supposed to be a police officer.
Yeah, he looks so gay. Is it a girl?
No, it's a constable.
Pooper scooper.
That's not a pooper scooper.
It's kind of boring. Just guys with flower carts. Oh, here's some characters.
Who is it? Don't look like characters to me.
Oh, look
like
at what are those bikes called? The double-sided ones?
Double-sided bikes?
No.
Two-person bicycles?
No. Oh, Pluto has a mustache.
Very vaudevillist. Vaudeville? Vaudevillian?
It's like the Dapper Dans. Ooh, they have the big bicycle with the one tire in the front. I don't know any of these. What are they called? Tandem bike for two people.
Yes.
I don't know what the big one's called. Big wheel bike.
A tricycle.
but a big tricycle. Oh shit, there's a lot of stuff coming. Yeah, they need to move faster. I don't have the patience for watching this. Oh, here's some stuff.
Because I fast forward. Oh, that King Louis? Is that an actual monkey?
It doesn't look like King Louis, though. What the fuck? Why is there random animals on there?
It is the 80s, so it might not be.
This looks older than the other bird. Just guys with like tapestries. It's kind of jungly, I guess. I guess it's Adventureland. Oh, and now it's Polynesian.
This is more Mexico.
Oh. Why is it Mexican?
Why is Baloo in Mexico?
That's why I said Polynesian, but why would he be in Mexican?
Why would Baloo be in Polynesian?
Maybe that's not Baloo. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, it's that guy in the back.
That's an elephant.
Oh, that's the elephant from Jungle Book. Oh my god, he's so cute. Donald.
Now we're in America, but it's America with
it
the
looks
British
like they're
flag.
Just using the America parade on parade again.
It's very much the colonial American flag.
It's like the exact same float they used on the last one.
That is the American flag when it was occupied by Britain. Yeah.
That's weird. Well, they are in British garb, right?
Yeah, they are. They're the redcoats. The redcoats are coming. The regulars. Well, this... I'm going to fast forward a little bit again.
Yep. These are really not as entertaining as I thought. Oh, my God, it takes forever.
What is this? Oh, it's Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, they're cute. I met them. Oh, this is really cute. I like the Country Bears.
Who's the woman dancing with them?
They look exactly the same as they do now. They must have, like, floats for each land.
Oh, I can't wait for Tomorrowland, then.
Liberty Square, maybe?
They've already done Liberty Square.
This one, maybe Frontier.
Hey, don't do that. That's inappropriate for children.
They're can-can dancers. I think they're like the Diamond Horseshoe Review.
What's that?
It used to be a show in the Diamond Horseshoe, and now there's just no show. It's just shitty food.
Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale are Indians.
Native Americans?
No. They're from India.
Well, Dale is. He's got the red dot.
Yeah, it's on his nose.
Alright, so let's get a closer look up of this one.
Oh, is this Tomorrowland? Oh, that's cool. They look like space aliens.
This looks like the woman from the People Mover. The one getting her hair done.
It does. A little bit.
All the women look like that.
Yeah. They have, like, ponytails. And there's mirrors.
Future dancing is
very
weird.
Very futuristic of them to put mirrors on there. Cinderella's Cares.
Oh, there goes a balloon.
Oh, good job, people.
I feel like Tigger's been in this parade 14 times.
He just keeps rounding. Why did Cinderella get in this?
She does
Who
have
the hell is that?
Tweedledee was chasing someone who was walking. Did you see that?
Yeah, that great. He just freaking like chased a guest out of the parade.
A guest was crossing
that was great.
The parade. He just chased him.
He's like, get the fuck out of
you
here.
You don't belong here, sir.
Tigger got some height. That's Casey Jr. Oh, what the hell is that? What are those? I don't know them. It's like cats. Red, no, maybe...
Aristocats?
No, they're not Aristocats.
I've never seen that. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I love Aristocats.
The only reason I know these things
Why
is from the sing-along.
Why are they balloons again? Did they forget it wasn't the birthday anymore?
Oh, that's a bad dopey.
Yeah.
Where's the big head?
These dwarfs don't look as good.
Put your big head back on, dopes.
Freaking Three Little Pigs are in every parade. Oh, and the big bad wolf. Rawr.
His tongue's hanging out. You can't blow if your tongue's hanging out, pal.
Oh, damn it, you skipped the carriage. I think that was the one I saw at Fort Wilderness. That's fine. Fuck it now.
No, it's fine. It was only on there for a second anyways.
That's why I said fuck it. No, it's fine. Leave it.
I'm gonna.
This is cute. It's just like a castle on a float. I don't think any princesses are on there, though. They look like Belle, almost.
They dance so bad.
They're also not strapped in, though. They're definitely not.
It's like the white person Carlton dance.
What if they fall?
I don't care if they fall. I want to see better dancing. Thank you, Martin Smith.
That was nice.
For editing.
I could have done without that one, too. Somehow the Main Street Electric is going to be a breath of fresh air after this.
Surprising. So this right
this
here
really
is
sad.
The Magic Kingdom 15-year anniversary parade. 5 years later.
5 years and nothing has changed.
5 years later.
Lots of horses, though. Oh, this is the thing I saw at Fort Wilderness. I mean, yeah, Fort Wilderness. If you go see the horses at Fort Wilderness, you can see this carriage that you can push the button and it plays this music. It doesn't move. It's behind glass, but it's really cool. I love, like, nostalgic stuff like that. Like, they keep stuff and put it on display. I took a picture of that. That's really cool. Oh, that must just be the warm-up for it. Oh, and there's the pooper scooper guy. You gotta clap for him.
You do? You have to?
Yeah.
He looks very grumpy. I'm not clapping for him.
No, he has a bad job.
It's at Disney. His job's not that bad.
Now, I think a lot of people disagree.
Why are Mickey and Minnie always in the front?
Because they're the stars.
You can leave now. You've seen the parade. Bye. This is what I came for.
What is this, 15-year anniversary?
Yep.
I'm ready. Oh, they kissed.
And then steam came out.
Steaming everywhere.
That's a metaphor for sex.
I like the sequins behind them on the castle. They're all shiny.
It's not they were lights.
No, it's like the sequins like they put on the signs at like the bowling alley.
They definitely have lights going off them to make them.
No, it's just reflection, I think.
It's a very consistent pattern, I don't think so.
Oh. It's also on a camera that's really old. Oh, ribbon dancers. Yay. Oh, man, this is so weird. Oh, they have sweatbands on. Oh, they're dancing in sneakers.
I feel like
in really short skirts.
Sneakers are easy to dance on, aren't they?
I know, but usually, like, dancers don't wear those. I like that. Oh, now there's a car with some random-ass people in it. With a bow on it. Did they win that car? It's not.
What a very, very plain-looking Snow White.
Oh, there's a gift box with some random shit in it, I guess. I can't even tell what's in there. Oh, they're roller skating. Oh, those are really cute outfits. They're like polka dots. Look like,
They're not cute. They're hideous.
Aww. They're dancing really cute. Oh, the Big Bad Wolf's playing the fake guitar, double guitar. Oh, Tigger's on drum.
Now, this is one strange musical
group. I like
group.
This. And Chip and Dale are singing.
I think Goofy was on the other side.
Oh, let's see what characters come up here.
Get out of here, roller skaters. They went behind it so
I
they could get more attention.
Oh, they almost fell. Damn, that would have been so great. Oh, so there's more Robin Hood people. Friar Tuck. I don't know who the guy in front of him was. Oh, those balloons coming out of that ship box.
That float is just letting balloons go into the air.
I don't even know why it's doing that.
It's a lot, too.
Holy shit. Oh, Donald.
Not a good-looking Donald.
Days. Looks like he's missing something. It's mostly eyes. He's so creepy. Ooh. Oh. Speaking of parts. She looks scary.
When she did her job, she should be scary.
She wasn't a face character.
How's that? Is that Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, chefs. There's Dancing with Rolling Pins. This is so sexy. Oh, God. Maybe they're baking a cake. Country Bears are baking a cake. Oh, they did a terrible job. It's upside down, I think.
Pineapple upside down.
Right? Thing. I don't know what that is.
That those two bears are the same bear.
Oh, no. No, not really.
One of them's supposed to be big. Oh, my
God. Oh, God. Sounds like a man. She's the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, she's just fucked up beyond belief. Surprised their tops don't fall down. They're wearing, like, nothing. Imagine nip slip.
There's nothing there for them to fall off of.
I think they're men.
That would make a lot more sense. But that's a little risque for Disney, isn't it?
Their legs are nice.
Men can have nice legs, too, you know.
The guy's wearing, like, a pink suit. I like those dresses, though. That float is still used.
This one?
Yep, that is the same float in the Festival of Fantasy where the princesses go on with the glass castle on it. That's crazy. They just repurposed it. I love that float.
It's Goofy again. I'm telling you, they use him Goofy more than once.
I wonder if they just use this float nonstop in like every parade from here on out. Because why would they bring that back for like now? That's crazy. I love that float. That was cute.
That was alright.
That wasn't as bad as the other ones.
And now?
The Main Street.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Main Street Electrical Parade.
This is definitely overdubbed. I really like the music for this.
I do too. It's just when you hear it twice a night, every night of your vacation, it's tough.
And because it fucking blocks off the entire park.
If they could just make like a separate little walkway for everyone to get around the entire park.
It literally should just go up and down Main Street.
Yeah. It shouldn't take a turn into Liberty Square. Like,
it should come out, go up, wrap around, come back down.
Especially if you're doing it twice. Like, I hate getting stuck in Liberty Square. There's literally nowhere to go.
Yeah, you get stuck at that fucking Waffle House and then there really isn't anywhere for you to go.
Can't even breathe.
You're ordering a waffle and these fucking people, they cut in front of you, they're like, I gotta walk
in. Oh, Goofy. He's seen better days. I like when their costumes light up.
Oh, this camera person.
Oh, that Mickey's bad.
Fancy, huh?
I love the turtle. Turtle.
I think this is kind of when they were hitting their technological peak right here.
It's exactly the same right now. It's probably actually less good. Like, when I saw it for the last time, it was like most of the lights were off. Like, half the lights were broken.
I was there?
Alice. I like Alice.
Oh, hi there. Oh, she has an actual microphone instead of it being played through the audio.
She always does that.
Felt like it was played through the audio.
Her and
Pete,
Elliot.
Elliot?
Yeah, they talk.
Petey Pan,
oh,
too,
I
right?
Love the mouses with the costumes that light up. Those are cute. And the dresses. They look so cute. The carriage is a pumpkin.
Yes.
Why?
Definitely is.
So is it like mid changing into a pumpkin? I don't get it. Why is it orange?
Because it's a pumpkin.
But it wasn't a pumpkin when she got in it. It was like a white pumpkin. Like it was a carriage. It wasn't a pumpkin.
I don't know. You're going to have to...
consult.
You're going to have to put aside your expectations.
I'm just asking questions. I want a dress that lights up like that.
I think that'd be a good look for you. I want that shirt that lights up. This guy is so bored.
He's Stag. Just a prince standing there by himself. Oh, and the stepsisters. Oh, look at the fountain in the middle with the lights going down. That's really cute. I don't ever notice that before.
They probably took it down.
Probably. They probably ruined all the fun. Peter Pan.
I don't remember. This isn't Peter Pan. Because of the clock. Is that in India?
I don't know what that is. A clown with... looked like the clown from Small World with the balloons.
Yeah. Hippo?
Hippo. I don't remember this.
I don't remember this part of the song.
Oh, what the hell's that?
That's like Prince
that's
John.
The guy from Robin Hood, yeah.
He's in fucking every
parade.
He's
in every goddamn parade. And then the dwarfs.
So now we got the dwarfs without any lights except for their headlight.
Elliot. Oh, Elliot's not on the dragon.
Yeah, he is. He's waving.
Oh, there he is. Oh, I can barely see him.
Because he doesn't have any lights on.
What's this?
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, the metronome. Is that what it's called? Metronome? Metrodome?
Well, a metronome goes tick.
Metronome, yeah. That was it. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's
Small
a small world.
They have actual dolls. Why'd they take that away?
Because they needed them for the
they
ride.
They probably put them back in. Oh, that was so cute. What the hell's that?
To honor America.
America. The bacon. That definitely didn't have half as much as it does now.
It was heavily edited, too. It's not actually a 4-minute parade. Should be, though.
No.
That doesn't look like an eagle. It just looks like all just gold.
That was nice. I like that.
Yeah. So, to summarize, the parades are much better now than they used to be.
Yeah, Festival of Fantasy's amazing. I like the big sandwich float the best.
I would have if they hadn't put celery on it.
Mm.
Who puts celery on a sandwich?
To be honest, I probably wouldn't eat half the stuff on it anyways. It's just the fact that it was really tall and the sandwichy float.
I like the float that had balloons come out of it.
That was cute. I like the dancers. The 80s dancers.
Yes.
Let's just bring back one 80s show, either a freaking stage show or a parade, just because. Just be like, bring back the 80s.
Yeah, they should. Like every just,
everybody misses it.
Maybe once a week, once a month.
Yeah. Yeah, like make an 80s day or something. Special day.
They don't do enough theme stuff there.
No. And what they should do for like the Epcot anniversary, maybe not this one, but like just bring back like three attractions or like a mini.
Just bring back
even
Maelstrom.
Like a museum of like showing you what that attraction was or something.
Because they
and
do,
bring back Maelstrom. Just
they
throw away Frozen
so
for a
much
day.
Empty space.
Yeah, like all open of, up Wonders of Life and just put all that shit back in.
What is that other place there? The Imagination area.
The upstairs one that I went to.
No.
Inventions.
Yeah,
I know.
There's nothing there.
I assume they're doing something with it, but all we did was meet Baymax. That
get
was
rid
it.
Of Beverly Soda too.
No. I don't mind it.
Put it somewhere else. You don't need an entire place dedicated to it.
It's not. There's good sodas there.
Well, it's mostly people only go in there. They go, oh, try
no,
the Beverly.
No, I drink.
Everyone tries all the sodas, but you go in there to try the Beverly.
I went in
the
there
Beverly.
Just to get one of them. It was like the green one. I forget what it was called. Boba. I don't know.
Still don't need an entire place with
it's
that,
not that
many.
Big. And it's free. It's like the only free thing in Disney is
it's
free soda.
Got a shit
soda.
Ton of fountain machine. Yeah, and a this, fucking sip.
No, the worst part is this floor is so sticky all the time. They just, they don't
it's because people
that
are always
ever.
Having sex in there.
What are you dropping your soda on the ground for? What the fuck? It's free. Least you could do is drink it.
No.
Or toss it. Or wipe the fucking floor. I don't know. I like it.
Me too. All
right. That wraps it up for today.
Sure.
I don't know what we're going to do next. I think we have to do an Epcot attraction next. Because I love Epcot. I love me some Epcot.
Me too.
Maybe Wonders of Life we could do.
I don't have any clue. I really don't know what has been.
I think Horizon's a pretty long ride. We might be able to get just one episode out of it. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Like we just played 6 parades and that was only like felt like only 15-20 minutes tops.
No, it wasn't.
there wasn't much happening in them.
When
though.
We come back to Magic Kingdom, we have to do Alien.
We have to do Alien Encounter, Delta Dream Flight.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
That, yeah. Yes, we do. I forget what else was there.
What else was in
it? Yeah, so we can make like a Magic Kingdom-y episode.
Is there
I was going to do Tomorrowland only first.
Animal Kingdom. Is there anything that's not in Animal Kingdom anymore?
Yes. There's Mickey's Jammin' Jungle Parade.
Ooh. Why didn't we do that today?
Because we did the parades of Magic Kingdom.
Oh.
The parades of Magic Kingdom are not even done yet. I think there's like 15 more of them.
Oh, there's so many.
We have to do Spectro Magic, definitely. So we'll probably... Oh, Share a Dream Come True. I want to do that. Rainy Day. I think we'll do probably one or two more episodes. I'm not going to do the Move It, Shake It, Dance It, Play It parade. That's for sure.
If you're listening.
Yeah, we'll break it up. And there's also the Epcot parades. Hollywood Studios had a ton of parades. MGM. They had one like every year a new movie came out. So we got to do all of those. And Animal Kingdom had stuff like Tarzan Rocks and Pocahontas, that stage show. So we'll have a lot of stuff to go through. But if anybody has any ideas or requests, just email us. Email me at jillian@aywvacations.com.
Well, that's the book.
No, you can still email me for the for the podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
Then you can email us at info@whatsdispodcast.com so yours doesn't get all convoluted.
info@whatsdispodcast.com.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of emails.
And check out our shirts. They're pretty awesome.
Yep.
And send us a line.
Yeah, sure. Call us. Yeah, that's right. You can call us at 1-857-293-1442.
Love to hear some suggestions on what we should watch next.
Definitely. If you just want to tell us to go fuck ourselves, you can do that too.
Yep. And leave us a review on iTunes. Why don't you do that?
Yes, go ahead.
But do 5 stars. Four. No. Not 3.
No.
Not 2.
Be honest.
Not 1. No. No. Just do 5 stars.
All right.
Don't want any of that shit.
All right.
Make it easy for us to be found. You know?
You're pandering. I don't like it.
I don't care. I don't even care if anybody listens to this shit either. So.
Nor do I.
All right. Well, till next time, have a good flight.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys.